Welcome to Morning English. This is Blair.
Hi guys, 欢迎大家收听早安英文。This is Cecilia. 节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且呢，你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者说用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Blair 问你一个问题哦、Do you ever dream of becoming a model?
当模特？
Yeah, I mean, being a model is a dream job to young girls, isn't it?
How young? Before 10? Yes.十岁以后啊，我知道我大概率是长不出1.8米的大长腿了，就没有过这种不切实际的幻想了。
Come on, 你这就是格局没打开啊。那我们今天要聊的这位名模，人家因为意外失去了双腿，照样征服时尚圈。
你这话呢，听着像是在鼓励我啊。But somehow I feel humiliated. 意思就是人家没腿都比我有腿要。
哎，你这纯属过度解读了啊。All right, no more joking. 接下来呢，我们就聊一聊这位酷成了科幻电影女主角的 Lauren Weisser， 她不同寻常的模特人生。我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So the girl we're talking about today, her name is Lauren Weisser. Lauren's career started at a very young age.
出道比较早哈。As a child model, Lauren rose to prominence with work for international brands. She excelled in the modeling industry as she grew older.
她本来人生呢应该是一帆风顺的啊，童星时代已经一举成名了。那这里呢就用到了 rise to prominence 这个短语。
Prominence 这个名词呢，它表示出名、重要性。所以啊，我们说 rise to prominence 或者 come to prominence 都表示变得有名了、变得重要了，也就是我们说的一举成名或者声名鹊起的意思。
However, soon after, her life took a devastating turn. In 2012, Lauren tragically lost her leg due to toxic shock syndrome.
Right, toxic shock syndrome 叫做中毒休克综合症。这个病啊，对于 Lauren 来说可以说是一个毁灭性的人生转折。
Yeah, 那我们形容一件事是毁灭性的、破坏性极大的，就可以用 devastating 这个词。就相当于 disastrous， 比方说一个毁灭性的打击 ，a devastating blow， 毁灭性的影响 ，devastating effect。
So her legs were amputated below the knee。为了保住性命啊 ，Lauren 不得不截掉了从膝盖以下的双腿。
那像这种外科手术当中的截掉四肢，我们中文当中呢会用特定的动词截，截肢嘛。
对。
那英文当中呢，我们会用到 amputate 这个词来表示截肢。那如果是指接受了截肢手术的人，我们就会把形容词词尾 ate 替换成名词词尾 amputee， 就指被截肢者。
So now she was an amputee, confined to a wheelchair. A deep depression followed for Lauren, whose life had been focused on her appearance and looking confident on runways and fashion shoots.
是的。她以往的工作呢，无论是在 T 台走秀还是时尚大片拍摄啊，都离不开她的双腿。哎，那我们常说的这个时尚大片、时尚写真就叫做 fashion shoot， 因为 shoot 就表示拍摄的意思。
没错，那像他的女朋友呢，其实就是一位摄影师。And she helped her heal by taking pictures of her. She reminded her of who she used to be and what she used to love, and encouraged her to wear shorts that showed off her prosthetic legs.
那在这种最艰难的时候呢，身边能有这样一个人鼓励她、帮助她去直面她的身体。我觉得也是一种不幸中的万幸了。
对，因为如果一味的逃避啊，可能反而会难以重新回到正常的生活。And I believe this is also how she gained the courage to help others.
Yeah, surviving toxic shock syndrome and the amputation of her legs was a nightmarish experience. But Lauren is using it to her advantage and to help others.
Yeah, she devoted herself to educate and inform others about the rare syndrome.她成立了一个公益组织，专门来帮助像她一样遭受 TSS 这个疾病折磨的人，并且呢，也一直在呼吁政府啊，关注这个病的危险。
而且她还登上了各大平台演讲，用自己积极的生活态度来激励那些正处于低谷的人们。It's like a fire lit inside of her heart that didn't exist before.
能从自己最痛苦的经历当中汲取力量，去帮助别的人， 我觉得这个就是真正的英雄主义啊。So many people are able to see her now and relate to her, but there is also someone who inspired her.
Yes. According to her own account, there's a little girl that she was able to get in contact with, and she's an amputee, 也是一位被截肢者。
是的呢，这个小女孩只有五岁。She's just amazing because children have no idea of being different. And the beauty of that is she doesn't even realize she doesn't have a leg.
Yeah, she climbs trees, she goes in the ocean, she doesn't care if she gets her leg wet or if it gets scratched. She just lives her life, and she doesn't think anything different.
有的时候我们看见这些身体不健全的孩子，他们自己不觉得有什么，并没有自怨自艾。还是该玩玩，该高兴高兴。It makes me want to live my life to the fullest and not hold back anything, honestly. It's children whose resilience is pretty inspiring.
是的，那这个 resilience 是形容韧性或者是坚韧的品质。那看到孩子们这份坚韧呢，我们都会被激励，想要过好自己的生活。
确实啊，现在去看 Lauren, 她的状态可以说是活力满满啊，而且呢，双腿的缺失反而给她带来了一种独一无二的美。Someone asked her if she has any other moments in her career she's specifically proud of. 她回答说，她现在所做的一切都让她感到自豪。
对，能够重新回到她所热爱的事业中去。It must be really cool to feel like she was finally making headway in the sense of she wasn't any different than anyone else.
对，我也相信她是经历了很多的痛苦和挣扎，才取得了进展，才能有现在这种心态的。那取得进展，我们用到了这个短语 make headway。
那这种进展呢，通常都是比较缓慢的啊，或者说比较艰难的。
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of it because that's the whole message. 我们可能还没有遇到像他这种失去双腿这么惨烈的变故哈，但是呢，生活中肯定有各种各样的挫折打击，会让我们觉得自卑，觉得自己不如别人了，觉得没有勇气面对生活了。Well, you are no different.Whatever you may think is your weakest point is actually your strongest.
That's your strength, and being unique and different is what sets you apart from the rest.
是的，你受过的伤最终都会成为你的勋章，甚至成为你和别人不同的特质。那这里这个 set somebody something apart from somebody something 就表示使什么和什么不同，或者呢说使它变得突出。
For example, using tools set humans apart from other animals. 就是使用工具的能力能把人和动物区分开来。
其实现在在看 Lauren 的照片啊，你会觉得她的腿其实真的成了她的一个特色了。And that's what makes her beautiful because she has something that no one else has.
没错，那首歌是怎么唱的？What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stand a little taller.
Yeah, just me, myself, and I.于困境中见真我，祝愿大家都能收获这份勇气。那最后再提醒大家一下，我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So thank you so much for listening. This is Blair.
This is Cecilia. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。